100 years ago, a head-on collision of two trains at a site called Dutchman's Curve in West Nashville became the deadliest train crash in American history. On Monday morning, at the crash site near the Richland Creek Greenway, mourners will place flowers and say aloud the names of those who died, followed by a moment of silence. But that kind of remembrance has been absent for decades. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on why the tragedy has faded from the city's collective memory.
One sultry summer morning in the year of 1918.
There's a song recorded by David Allan Coe from 1980 that tells the story pretty close to how it happened. One train that left around midnight was coming into town from Memphis, carrying mostly African Americans, headed to work at DuPont's new munitions plant in Old Hickory. The train leaving Nashville was headed west to Memphis, and both were late. The Nashville train should have waited for the Memphis train to reach the double tracks that started around Centennial Park, but the engineer leaving Nashville, also late, barreled ahead. The locomotives collided at a big bend in the tracks near Belle Meade, behind a Publix that's there now. Because of the curve, they didn't see each other until it was too late.
People from miles away heard the crash and just came running.
Historian David Ewing says as many as 40,000 people came to see the carnage. The sight was so gruesome, steel-stomached butchers were called in to help with the bloody cleanup.
This was a very sad story just because of the loss of human life, but out of the 101 people that died, most of the people, you know, over 90 of the people, were African American.
There's a reason so many African Americans died. They were in unsafe Civil War-era cars made of wood. Whites would ride in steel Pullman cars. Ewing says the wooden cars splintered and caught fire.
The African Americans that were on this train did not have a chance to survive given where they were.
Racial discrimination may help explain why Dutchman's Curve didn't really become well-worn Nashville lore. But it was also lost in the bigger news of the day. 100 Americans were dying in World War I every day.
The names of the dead of the war had replaced the dead of the train accident, and the accident wasn't even on the front page of the newspaper on Friday.
Interest in Dutchman's Curve has seen a revival, though. Last year, an artist created a theatrical show around Halloween based on the crash, and over the last few days, historians have offered walking tours of the site to commemorate the 100-year anniversary. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
This story is an excerpt of an episode of our Curious Nashville podcast from last year. You can subscribe to the show and see photos from the crash site from 1918 at curious.wpln.org.